Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMattRussell.com, another in our special series of interviews for our friends at Wrestle Against Autism, deep in the heart of Ohio. Well, it's coming up as Mad River Wrestling Association, Officials Association, and Ohio State band together to help present this event. And it's coming up next Saturday and Sunday on the campus of Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio. And to join us right now is one of the fathers, Brandon Nichols in St. Paris, Ohio, whose son is literally wrestling with autism daily. His young son, Christian, is 10. He joins us now to talk to us about his life, his family, and service dogs. Brandon Nichols, how are you?
Doing great.
I'm fortunate enough I get to meet you and your family next week and do it on wrestling mats and have a little bit of fun. Are you guys excited about participating?
We sure are. We look forward to it.
You know, there's
Wrestling Against Autism has been great to us.
It's an event that the National Guard is proudly behind, but you can find out more about it, by the way, folks, online at WrestleAgainstAutism.com. Now, a little bit about you and your family. You have a family of three children, two adults, you and your wife. Your youngest, I believe, is 6 months.
Actually, four children.
What did I say?
Three.
Okay, well, I'm looking at three, and there's four, because you got a six-month-old now, too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you got 6-month-old, then you got Gabe at about 5, your daughter McKenna's at about 7, and then there's Ruru, Christian at 10, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell us about Christian.
Well, Christian has a rare form of autism known as Angelman syndrome. And Angelman syndrome takes, he has a lot of the autistic tendencies. His schedule must be normalized. There's a lot of autistic children, and he can get very overstimulated pretty easy. But one of the things that is different is that he is a highly affectionate person. Angelman children are one of their symptoms is known as excessive happiness, which I think we could all use from time to time.
Sure.
But he is just he loves the attention. He's a super happy boy, always there to give you a smile and really sheds a lot of light for everybody around him. But he's also a huge responsibility. I mean, our home consists of alarms and sensors and video cameras and everything that we can do to keep him under wraps and safe.
And that's an ongoing effort 24 hours a day. When you're sleeping, in fact, you're worrying about his safety at the same time. I find that such a terrific challenge. But as a parent, you're going to do whatever you can to protect your child. One of those things that you were made aware of is the possibility of obtaining a service dog that will benefit Christian, but furthermore, it'll benefit your family. Can you describe what a service dog is designed to do for an autistic child and what benefits that service dog will provide?
Well, Christian's service dog is going to be trained in multiple different areas. One of the areas is called autistic behavior disruption. And what autistic behavior disruption does is when a autistic child begins to get overstimulated or upset, they will have a meltdown. They may kick, they may scream, Christian will bite his finger. He's never hurt anyone, but, you know, I'm always afraid that he's going to hurt himself. And the dog is trained to know the child to the point that they know when the child's going to get upset before the child ever gets upset.
Wow.
So by different actions, the dog will lick their hand, nudge up against them, get them to pet them. And all that does is divert their attention. And just that diversion of attention, the child most of the time won't have that meltdown.
Is that right? So service dogs, but and service dog, you can't just go down to the pound or the pet store and buy a dog and teach this dog. This dog is taught by professionals. And can you talk to us about the organization that is responsible for teaching this dog?
Certainly. We are going through an organization called Four Paws for Ability, and it's actually based in Xenia, Ohio. However, they have placed service dogs all over the country and outside of the country. They are the leader of training service dogs that are trained for autistic behaviors. They also train, Christian's dog is also trained to tether to him so that he will be hooked to the dog. So when we are out, it will help him to get out of his wheelchair. And it's also trained for search and rescue, so that if Christian were to get away, the dog is trained to track him immediately. And
wow.
these are all features of a dog that you may be able to find a place that, you know, trains a dog for tracking. You may be able to find a place that trains dogs for, you know, companionship. But to find a place that trains the dog in everything that we needed isn't out there. And Four Paws for Ability does do that.
It's got to be a pricey undertaking, I would guess. What is a dog, a service dog like this, and we understand there are service dogs for the blind and a multiple different afflictions and diseases that these dogs are accustomed to, very sensitive to mankind, as you might guess. But what does a dog like this run? It's got to be $5,000-$10,000?
Well, we actually had an undertaking of two different fundraising goals that we had to accomplish to make this happen. The first goal is for the training of the dog immediately. And that first goal is $13,000 at a base.
Really?
And it does go up from there, depending on if you needed your dog trained and more options. And then the second part is the fundraising that we had to do to cover the expenses for our family to go and get the dog and be trained on how to use a service dog, what to do and how to utilize this, because it's a tool, it's not a pet. And the with all the cost involved, that part of the fundraising is roughly $4,000.
Wow.
So in the past year, we have taken on raising $17,000 to make this happen.
So this is turning out to be more than a family. It's a community event. It's a community of people who care, who are banding together to help your family.
Yes.
Oh.
And we have met some remarkable people. It is a very humbling experience. And it has also helped us to get the community to not only know and bring awareness for Four Paws and for service animals, but it's also helped to bring awareness of children like Christian.
With autism.
And people see him now, and we go to, you know, just a trip to Walmart, you still get looks, you know, if he throws a fit. But more and more people know what's going on, and it, you know, the awareness that people are getting because of him has been great.
Well, the event that you and I will see each other at next week is the third annual Wrestle Against Autism. It'll take place May 16th. If you can't make it in person, you're going to be able to watch live online at livesportsvideo.com as we at TDR partner up once again. We'll be live from the French Fieldhouse, and our friends from BuckeyeWrestling.com, Kevin Schlosser, and all the guys get together for this one special day to help promote the awareness of autism and those that suffer with it. And it's not just that individual. It is indeed the family. I asked you, and I didn't let you finish here, and I apologize, but I asked you to talk about the effect that this dog may have on your family, and it will allow you some freedoms, won't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, things that people don't even think of is, you know, just being really able to close both eyes at night and know that your kids are safe.
Wow.
That's not something we get.
It's been,
and, you know, it's something we look forward to.
It's been 10 years, a really long 10 years for your wife and you, hasn't it?
That it has.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, being a dad or being a mom is never promised to be easy. But when God gives you these extra special responsibilities, and that's what it is. You have a responsibility to Christian as you do your other three children, young as 6 months. You got your hands full. You got your hands full, Brandon. We're talking with Brandon Nichols in St. Paris, Ohio. He'll be joining us at the Wrestle Against Autism event in Columbus, Ohio, at the French Field House. It'll be Sunday, the 16th of May, 7 to 9 a.m. for divisions 1 through 4, and Sunday from 10 a.m. until about 12 for divisions 5 through 6. Now, will you be competing, Brandon, or will you be assisting, watching, coaching? What will you be doing?
We usually try to come and make appearance and answer some questions, but don't compete.
Well, I won't be competing either. Maybe you could sit with me. How's that?
That sounds good.
I can't wait to meet Christian. I understand the angels syndrome, but that I would believe there's also some hugging involved.
Oh, definitely.
I'm a hugger too, buddy. So I think he and I are going to relate just fine. If people want to make a direct donation, to the Wrestle Against Autism event, they can do so online at WrestleAgainstAutism.com. There are facts about autism. One in every 110 children are diagnosed today. One in every 70 boys. About $159 million is all that's dedicated to the research for those kids that are afflicted. $159 million. Out of the billions of dollars that are used for research for the various diseases and afflictions of Americans and those kids that are suffering. So you can help, maybe raise awareness, talk to your congressman, talk to your representatives and see if they can't move a little bit of that money around. This is a lot of kids being diagnosed every single day. And I guarantee you, somebody in your life circle is afflicted with autism. It's a special opportunity for you to be involved. Brandon, if there's one thing you want people to know about Christian, what would that one thing be? What would you like to tell everybody when they give you that sideways glance, they maybe don't know? What is it you'd like to have them know?
That these children still have a purpose. They're not a bother. They're loved.
I could tell it's in your heart, my friend, and I appreciate that so much. I truly do. I can hear the kids in the background, and I know you've got a T-ball game to get to, and I'm sure it's going to be an awful lot of fun. But I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
I thank you so much.
And again, you can find out more online at WrestleAgainstAutism.com. It's been a special opportunity to talk with Brandon Nichols in St. Paris, Ohio, about his family, most notably his son Christian, a 10-year-old gift from God. For all of us at TDRTV and InternetWrestle.com, thank you so much for listening.